You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Lorraine Reaver, you're Mayor of Camden this year, and I'm absolutely dazzled by the wonderful chain of office that you've brought into the studio today, and indeed you are wearing it. So, you know, we absolutely know for sure that you are the genuine Mayor. How does one get to be Mayor?
I became the Mayor because all of my group members voted me in to be Mayor. So it starts off, they vote you in and you become the Deputy Mayor for a year to get you used to what it is that you need to be doing when you actually become the mayor. It's a good stepping stone, shall we say, to learn the ropes, and then you move in and you feel more confident when you are the mayor.
What does the mayor do?
The mayor does a lot of things. The mayor does weekly citizenships when people become British. I would present them with their certificate, so it's at the end of the process. We meet with all the community and support community events. We go out and we talk to partners that are in partnership with Camden. That could be anything from police, the army, community centres, going out to meet older people, different things in the community. It's more of a civic role, but it's a wonderful role to be in.
It's not totally ceremonial then? Do you think there's substance to it as well?
There is some ceremonials. Obviously, the citizenship is a ceremonial event, but we also do pan-London mayor's events at Westminster or at St Paul's. If we go and visit children at school, they always like to see the mayor in their robes, especially the primary schools. So it depends what the event actually is for us to be able to wear the robes or not.
Do you have any sphere of influence? Can you make changes?
The role, I'm not the leader and I'm not a cabinet member, so they are the people that can make the changes. My role is, as I said before, it's to go out there and meet the community and to visit different places and be part of everything that goes on in Camden. Whereas we have a set, we have the leader and we have the cabinet members where they make the decisions around lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not part of that. And my role this year is very apolitical, so I don't get involved in that side either.
What do you feel you've achieved and what do you want to go on to achieve before your year is up?
I think for me, what I want to achieve, I mean, the aim is with the charity, really. I want to be able to raise and help as much as I can.
And the charity you're talking about is called KIDS.
Yes.
Can you give us any background about its work?
KIDS has been around for 45 years or thereabouts. They've done a lot of work with lots of different families. They have thousands of families that they work in different places nationally with. They've been there for quite some time. So they do lots of different things. They do respite for families and for the children. They take children that have disabilities, and also children, as in the siblings, in separate occasions. They will take them away for a week or a weekend. They will go into homes and work with the families. They do lots of marvellous work. They've got about 140 different projects going on nationally all over the place, but they do the majority of what they work with in Camden.
How did you get to know about the charity?
My daughter was born very prematurely. She was 17 weeks early. I didn't have anywhere to turn because that was a shock for me to start with. And I didn't have a clue what I was supposed to do or not to do. And somebody mentioned KIDS to me, and I contacted them after debating for quite some time. And they were really inspirational in getting myself and my husband through a situation that we didn't have a clue about all those years ago. My daughter's 27 in January, so You know, we've come a really, really long way. And I just feel because they were there for me at a time that we were desperate and in need, this is us giving something back to the charity now.
Can you tell us any of the things that they helped you with? Was it purely advice, or were there the practical elements of help as well?
I think it was practical, it was advice, but it was actually being there, and they would come and visit us quite regularly, talk things through, explain to us what the possibilities are. If we needed to have an appointment or make really hard decisions, they were there to with us a little bit about holding hands, if you like, but not quite. And they were the ones that actually helped us through a really, really tough time. Because my daughter wasn't just born prematurely. She was born at 5.97 grams. So we didn't know for 7.5 months whether she was going to come home with us or not at the end of the day. So there was a lot of emotions and a lot of hurt and a lot of decisions to be made at that time, which was quite heavy on our shoulders. But we had someone that we could talk to, and we had people there from Kids to help us along with all that. They didn't tell us what we could do, but it was great to be able to chat things through with someone, and that's what they did. And they stayed with us till my daughter actually started school. So, you know, it wasn't just a few weeks after birth or anything like that. They started coming into the house, and they started working with us as a family once my daughter came home 7.5 months later.
It must have been a terribly difficult time. You were constantly going to hospital then?
It was every day, almost all day, because I felt that I wanted my daughter to hear our voices. My husband worked, so I was able to do it. So, yes, it was every day, all day, right through to when visiting hours were finished, basically, because I just felt she knew, she would have heard my voice, so she needs to continue hearing my voice. And in my way, it was also trying to learn and myself and inner self about the situation and be part of the journey, so that I know that everything I felt was working out right or not right, or being able to ask a doctor on the spot, why has this happened or why has that happened? So, yeah, it was difficult.
You must have a very strong marriage.
Well, we're still married. I met my husband in 1981, and it's a long time.
And you've been through so much.
Yes, because we have a second child. We have a son as well, and he also has special needs. So, yes, it's quite difficult.
Is that something that Kids is helping you with again?
No, they couldn't help me with my son except for advise me. Obviously, we didn't know to what extent my son would have special needs, because obviously he was born at a normal term, and we didn't really know that he was going to have special needs till he was about three, I would say.
What would you like to see happening in terms of Kids during your tenure as mayor? Is it to publicise it? Is it to fundraise? What would you like to see happening by next May in terms of Kids?
Well, obviously it's a charity that means a lot to me. I will be doing what I can to fundraise for them. The money that we raise will be used solely on children that live in families that live in Camden. So although they do work nationally, we've made it very clear this is about Camden.
So if somebody is in need in Camden and they want to contact Kids, what do they do?
Kids is a national organisation. They would just need to go on the website and they will find Kids charity there. And they would be able to come through to the mayor's office, and we'd be able to put them in touch with people as a second option as well. We would be more than happy for people to come along and help and support. It would be wonderful if we can get as many people involved as possible.
You're actually hoping to have an event early next year, aren't you, a fundraiser, which has a kind of strange theme to it. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, it's a Space Hopper event. So the Space Hopper will be revitalised probably by the end of it. And what it is in the Guinness Book of Records, 771 people did a space hop for 100 metres. We're trying to beat that record by inviting 800 plus people to come along to do the same thing and have a great family event and a wonderful day with lots of other things going on as well.
Where are you going to get the space hoppers from?
The charity's already ordered all those space hoppers, so in theory they have them in stock. So anybody that has been following Twitter or been following what goes on with the charity and so on, they would have seen that they needed to register and then they get a kit. So the kit is already there. We just need as many people as possible to come forward who might be fun-loving people and want to come along and spend the day with us and and help us break the record, basically.
That's amazing. I think it will rejuvenate space hoppers, won't it?
It sounds wonderful. It'd be great.
It sounds like a great sight. Do you know what venue it's going to be held at? Presumably, is it outdoor? Or?
It will be outdoor and it will be in Brunswick Square, which is a lovely square. So it will be there. And if you can imagine 800 people on a space hopper going round this great big square, it will be fun. It will be great.
So you're encouraging people to sign up to that?
Yes, please.
Okay. I don't know how they could resist. You sound like the sort of person who does things. You don't just complain about things. You get involved. Would you like to see people doing more of that, seeing more activists?
I can only say this by giving you an example of something that maybe I did before I was a councillor. So on the estate that I lived in, there was a derelict part of it and there was bushes growing over all over the place. It was easy access for people to move in, move out, and there were quite a few undesirable things going on in that area. I was able to raise quite a lot of money and turned it into a sensory garden, and I brought the local community along with me and they helped, and they've still got it till today and they've looked after this really, really well. Now, this was around 10 years ago that motivation came up. I didn't have a clue what I wanted in there, but I thought maybe a sensory garden, allowing people with wheelchairs who weren't able, if they wanted to touch a flower on the earth, could actually reach it and help plants and help keep it going because they can actually participate in this. And it was also easy for people that had children with disabilities and specialised buggies and parents who have younger kids that would normally go around with a buggy and a busy day as well. It's a beautiful spot there. And it's a very unique position to find a spot like that and keep it as it is without anybody spoiling it. Everybody loves that area and people actually come together and they weed it and they look after it and they maintain it. And we also have part of the green gym working in there as well. So there's always somebody there. And it's just turned out to be the best thing that I've ever done. And that was without experience, but wanting to do something different that will bring in the whole of the community of where I lived and beyond.
That's so inspiring, because they always say that gardening is an incredibly therapeutic thing to do.
It is. And if you're using things to enhance senses as well, so you're talking about feeling something, you'll get the smell, you'll get the whiff of it when you're going past. If you water mints, you get a wonderful smell coming out of that. And some of the stuff that they've actually grown, you can also use for cooking in. And so there's a lot of herbs, there's a lot of nice touch, feel, and do a lot with it, as well as flowers and climbing flowers that have got nice scents to them as well.
Where exactly is that? Can anybody go along and enjoy it?
Of course they can. It's behind Belsize Park Station, literally behind the station. So anyone could go and enjoy it.
Fantastic. As I say, I'm looking at this fantastic chain of office. What's the rest of your outfit? like, your mayoral outfit? Because you have a rather lovely outfit on today, which is quite twinkly, but I don't think it's probably what you wear to the ceremonies, is it?
No, it kind of matches the chain, you see. It's got bits of gold through it.
It's lovely.
What I wear for ceremonies is the robes. I have to wear, I can't think what it's called, but I know fashion terminology would probably be a dog collar, if you like, but it's got a frilly bit attached to
it. Oh, you wear
so
the frilly?
It comes out on the top of the robe, which looks really dazzling. And then we've got hand gear. So we've got, it's like long gloves, but without the glove part to the fingers. And again, it's got nice little frilly bits that come down there as well. But the robe is extremely heavy. And then you've got to wear your chain, of course, which is quite heavy in itself. Just the bit where the medallion is quite heavy. And then you've got the rest of it round your back and your shoulders. It takes a bit of getting used to, because you're using muscles that you wouldn't normally use, basically, around your neck, especially the chain around your neck, and can really hurt your neck at the beginning.
Your charity, obviously, is very focused on children. When you were growing up, did you have any heroes as a child? Were there people who inspired you?
When I was a child, there was Cinderella, there was Snow White. I loved those stories. There was Red Riding Hood. They all made sense, and I used to imagine what it would be like for me to be in that position.
Wow. And the thing is, you have had so many hardships, but you've come through, and it's kind of fairy tale to be mayor, isn't it? Or am I just being silly?
No. It really is. I mean, you know, I've been through quite a lot, obviously, with my daughter, because I worked right up to when I was pregnant, and I wasn't expecting my child 17 weeks early. I was totally unprepared about anything to do with the baby, because we didn't start buying yet or anything like that. So, I mean, I guess we did go through quite a lot at that time. It was very hard, because one day I was told that she might not make it. Next day I was told we found a way and things are better. 3 days' time, something happened. And that went on for 7.5 months. That was the hardest time in my life, which I wasn't sure how I would come out of it, never mind if I would have a child at the end of it. So, we did go through quite a lot of hardships, but we're managing things a lot better now, because we've got a lot of experience. And I'm always telling people, always look at the bright side of what you've got, because there's always someone worse than you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.